We're joined this morning with business partners in a couple, Paul and Paula Misapeka. Hello to both of you.
Hello.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Hello. Paul, I might start with you. It's been a little while since we last spoke, and you're talking about business in general. But what are you up? What have you been up to since then?
Yes, Rosemary, thanks for having us on the radio segment again. Yes, it's been quite a while since we last had a chat. Paul and I have been working on a new business-related project to support business owners who have faced business loss and closure. It's not a nice subject to talk about, but we know it's really important that small business owners know where to go to seek help if their business is forced to close and they're facing personal bankruptcy. In fact, Rosemary, in Australia each year, more than 5,000 business-related bankruptcies happen, with many entrepreneurs' talent and skill lost in the financial, social, and psychological aftermath of a business failure.
Yeah, that's pretty sobering statistics there, Paul. Now, I might ask Paula, what is this new business-related project to support those business owners called, Paula?
Yeah, you're right in saying that the figures are really sobering. Look, we've established actually Australia's first not-for-profit organisation. It's called ABRA, the Australian Business Exit and Restart Association. And we are specialists, and we've established to help entrepreneurs and communities manage or respond way better to business failure, because in the past it's been, there's been crickets in the space actually. So it's really great for the first time to have something available for business owners who are experiencing a business loss.
Absolutely. Now, guys, it sort of sounds pretty like a pretty big mission. So tell me, Paul, what stimulated you and Paula to get started on this ABERA?
Yeah, thanks, Rosemary. Yeah, look, well, when ABS statistics show that over 60% of businesses will fail within 5 years, the number of hurting business owners and families is quite staggering. Some years ago, Paul and I and our four young children went through a very painful and honest business failure and personal bankruptcy, which was caused by the 2009 global financial crisis. We found that the stigma, penalties, and emotional costs were very difficult to navigate, and we discovered that there was no organization or body able to help us guide us through the honest business failure that we experienced. So we decided that then that we needed to find a way to help others recover from an honest business-related failure and bankruptcy.
Yeah, you would like to think that if you're doing everything right, it wouldn't happen. So, Paula, how long have you and Paul been working on this Australia Exit and Restart Association program?
Yeah, look, even though ABRA is a very new charity here in Australia, we've actually been researching this for a very long time and developing the first of its kind since 2012. So we've been really fortunate enough to have amazing relationships with some international university researchers from around the world and now in Australia to provide evidence-based research that we've been able to use to develop the Restart Smart program, which we'll be using with ABRA. So it's really exciting day.
Absolutely. Now, this topic has been really interesting. And Paula, where can small business owners go through business losses and bankruptcy? How can they contact you and find out a whole lot more about this free recovery program?
Yeah, look, if you just visit our website, it's www.abera.com.au.
Fabulous.
So you'll be able to have a touch point with us then, and there's the email address. So great. Yeah,
lovely. Paula and Paul, this has been quite interesting, and I do thank you very much for talking to us here with the Australian Business Exit and the Restart Association. What a wonderful word, that restart, hey? Because you can come through it, and obviously you too have. But that ABRA, A-B-E-R-A, and that's Business Investment and Real Estate Show, this Friday in Edmonton. I beg your pardon, Friday edition of Morning Magazine, keeping our community connected. Thank you guys for talking to us this morning. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, Rose.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now.